Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, September the 22nd, first day of fall. Yay, if that's how you feel. I don't know whether to say yay about that, about it being the first day of fall, or oh, kind of depends, I guess. In a way, it's kind of both, but I'm glad to have you today, wherever you're tuning in from, however you found out about this program. It's a blessing to have you tuned in. As I said, you know, wherever you're tuning in from and however you found us, I'm just glad to have you. And so, I just wanted to let you know, for one thing, is that it is now official. I will be going to Tennessee to the Clarksville, Tennessee Holy Spirit Conference with Dr. Buckley in the middle of October. And so, just so you know, that way your listeners are not surprised when you see on, for example, the 12th and 13th of October, there won't be shows on those two particular nights. There won't be shows on the 12th or the 13th. And so, just a heads up to you, for you. And it's just kind of so you know what's going down with the program, because, you know, that it's important. So I don't know how many of you listeners heard the message last night on faith, but it was truly powerful. If you didn't hear it, you can go online to blogtalkradio.com and you can watch it, listen to it. It's in the archives. You can go back and listen to it, avail yourself to it. And we talked about what faith is and how you build faith up, and why do we need it anyway? Well, I'm going to mention this again, just like I did last night. Well, we need faith in order to please God. Without faith, we can't even please God. And faith comes by hearing the word of God preached. So what that means per se is that you don't extract faith from reading the Word of God, even though the Word of God, reading the Word of God, will do you a lot of good. But when you read the Word of God, the faith is not being imparted into you. However, it is being imparted into you when you're hearing the Word of God preached, hearing it. That's why, like I said last night, you need to find yourself in a church with like-minded believers. And yes, it is essential. Faith is essential. You want to walk with God, you have to have faith in order to please God. So that whole thing about church isn't essential, I don't ever want to hear that again, listeners. I don't ever want to hear that again. I know maybe you guys weren't saying it. Nobody ever said it to me personally, but we still know from last year when they would tell us that, try to tell us that our churches shouldn't gather because they're not essential. And you had a pastor like Dr. Rodney Howard Brown who got arrested. 3 days later, their governor declared that churches were essential. And basically said, to all you counties, to all you mayors, churches are essential. You can't just be arresting those pastors who are in their pulpits teaching. He didn't open back up immediately because he was getting all kinds of threats against him, against his ministry. He was getting all kinds of them. So he had to keep doing the nightly live streams from his house, including the Sunday morning live streams from his house, until he could get it to where he thought it was safe. And ever since then, they've been doing the stand nightly ever since June of last year. They've been doing the stand nightly every night but Saturday at the River Church in Tampa. Of course, it's not always Dr. Brown who preaches, but they just keep standing for those around the world who can't stand. Because there's places in the world where a church can't be held. So until it can be held, worldwide, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown is doing that stand at his church. And last summer, there were stands taking place all over America. There were pastors all over who were getting fields. And so Dr. Rodney Howard Brown didn't just do that because he thought, okay, it's an iffy idea. It's this thing I've come up. No. God told him to do it. That's why he did it. And part of what I love about him is that he had the courage to still go into his church for what he got. Even though he got arrested. At first, he went in there just before he got arrested, the day before he got arrested. He went in there, and even though that county was supposed to be under a stay-at-home order, and they still had a decent amount of people there in the church. And I know one thing. If I lived in Tampa Bay, if I lived in Tampa, Florida, under that exact circumstances, you know where you would have found me that morning? You would have found me at the River Church. Yep, you would have found me at the River Church. On that particular morning, that's where you would have found me. That's saying if I lived in the area, you know. But trying to talk about faith, and then I got into that whole thing about the church. And it says, the Bible says, do not forsake yourself the gathering together of the saints. Even the more so as you see the day approaching, meaning the day of the coming of the Lord. Even more so. And that day is coming. We'll do a quick station ID. I'll be right back.
Right here.
All right, we're back. We are now back online, on live here at the Miracle Man. But we were talking about, you know, that little thing about, yeah, but said, do not forsake the gathering of yourselves together. You know, referring to the saints and in the church, even more so as you see the day, meaning the day of the coming of the Lord, even more so as you see the day of the coming of the Lord approaching. And man, folks, we are closer than what we've ever been. I have to tell you. No, listeners, I'm not trying to scare you at all. Just telling you, you know, we're in the last of the last days. It's true. We're in the last of the last days. I can remember about 17 years ago or so, my pastor standing in the pulpit of our church, of my church, and saying, there are theologians and such that are shocked that we are still here on this planet. And even at that time, they thought that we were on borrowed time. We're still here 17 years later. At the time, I was only 15 years old. Was I scared at the time? No. No, I wasn't. I wasn't scared for the least bit. Am I scared now? No. I just trust God. Amen. Which is what we're supposed to do anyway. And so it's in him that I put my trust. Not horses, not chariots, not all this other stuff. Not Dr. Fauci. Not the garden gnome. I don't know if you know this, Rachel, but Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, that pastor, like, he has made garden gnomes of Dr. Fauci.
Oh, really?
You've heard of garden gnomes, haven't you?
Yeah.
And the joke is that he likes to tease and say, these garden gnomes, they come from China where the virus comes from. That's pretty hilarious that he made those. Don't you think that's pretty funny? And he teased his church once and said, you could send these to the CDC as gifts, like for Christmas or something. Like at Christmas, like, hey, Dr. Fauci, I bought you a gift. Using a little thing like, and it's of him. I forget what it was that he's doing, but they made these garden gnomes, and it's hilarious. It really is. But anyhow. So, part of what we talked about on faith last night is the idea that, faith comes by hearing. We need faith in order to please God. Part of what faith is trust in God. You have to trust in him, believing that he will do what he said in his word. And if you have good faith in him, you don't have any reason to doubt him. Because you don't want to be like Doubting Thomas. You don't want to be like that Doubting Thomas who just doubted him. Because for whatever reason, he just decided that she wasn't going to trust in him. But when you decide to doubt God, when you doubt God, it doesn't turn out as well, and it can make you feel discouraged. And doubting, being a doubter, isn't a way you want to live. It's really not. And another thing that comes to my mind. We didn't read this verse, but we walk by faith, not by sight. We're not supposed to walk by what we see. We're not supposed to go by, but we're not supposed to live by what we feel. Nor are we supposed to live by what we see, by the faith that is inside of us, our faith that we get from hearing the word of God preached and putting works to our faith, because faith without works is dead. And so another thing related to the faith thing, you got to have patience. This thing about how some people, there are people who will believe God with them for a miracle, and they might have it happen rather quickly. Whether it be a miracle in their body or whatever, we'll say a miracle in their body. Some of them might be believing for a miracle in their body, and it might happen quickly. Other people might be believing God for that miracle in their body for many years. And they may not be doing anything wrong at all. But God works in mysterious ways. And why does he work how he works? We don't know. We don't know. We know that he works in mysterious ways, but we don't necessarily have the answer for why. It is something that I am going to ask Jesus about, though, you know, when we get to heaven. Because I'm curious about that. All right. Couple quick announcements. First of all, let me remind you that we do have Football Central coming up later on tonight. And for sports, we have our full slate of football games. We have our high school games, Midland and Midland Dow. No, Midland's not playing Midland Dow, but Midland has a game, Mount Pleasant. I mean, Midland has a game, Dow has a game. You have Michigan playing, Michigan State also playing. Then you have the Lions. And then we have our NFL Game of the Week. And that'll be coming up your way near the end of this broadcast. Complete with, of course, my predictions. For the games for the wonderful weekend of football. Well, for a football fan, in a way it is the best time of the year. Meanwhile, we have the rest of our show to get to first before we do that. So, I have a couple announcements. By the way, our Football Central always brought to you by Dairy Queen and the seasons, the flavors of fall, including the pumpkin blizzard. Did you say you really like pumpkin stuff, or does it kind of depend?
Kind of depends. Yeah.
Yeah. So you wouldn't exactly say it's Super Bowl. You would say it's pretty good, but you wouldn't quite say it's Super Bowling.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can go to your local Dairy Queen today and try one of the new blizzards. Tax and participation may vary. I mean, price and participation may vary. Tax extra. All right. So, first we have a couple of announcements before we get into worship and the word. The first thing I want to announce is our book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to the website Rivers of Miracles. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. And you can find out about the book and how it can be a blessing to your life. The story of the first 30 years of my life and how gracious God has been. And all the miracles he's done. The different things I've been healed of. seizures, blindness, deafness. No, I'm still believing God for the manifestation of my sight, but, he's healed my hands from warts, healed my kidneys, healed my immune system, healed me of colon cancer, healed me of many different things. And it's just been so great to see God move in my life. It's just been awesome. And just to realize, we do serve a miracle-working God. And I love the Lord. I really do. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com, riversofmiracles.com to find out more information. Also, I want to remind you about our book. No, I want to remind you about our PayPal. If this show has been a blessing to you at all, and I pray it has been, you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers is my name. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, not R-Y. R-Y-V-E-R-S, not R-I. R-Y-V-E-R-S, Rivers. And the last name, Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, please, that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And also keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So, and the reason I ask you to sow into this is so you can be blessed. And I don't do it like as just some donation thing. It's about sowing seed, putting seed in the ground. Because if all you're doing is paying your tithes, giving the tithe to God, which is not yours, the tithe is God's. The tithe is God's. It was God's when you got it. The tithe is the Lord's. It doesn't become the Lord's. It already is. But you got to put seed in the ground too, if you want the blessing of the Lord on you. What the tithe will do is it'll rebuke the devourer, and of course you want the devourer rebuked. Amen. Because I want the devourer rebuked on my life. Yes, I do. And so the verse I want to sow tonight is Luke 6:38, where it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom." Amen. So, God bless you as you sow your seed into the radio program. Amen. But we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord for this evening. Here I am, I've come to find you. Here I am to seek your face, to bring to you an offering. Ask myself one thing, how can I do anything but praise? I praise you. You are God, you are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. Here I am, I've come to thank you. Here I am, a life you've changed. You gave your life for me. You crucified your son for me. How can I do anything but praise? I praise you. You are God. You are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God, you are Lord, you are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. I want my life to praise you. You are God, you are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you. I want my life to praise you. I want my life to praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in your hand. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, yes. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my life, take my mind, Lord, a living sacrifice. All my plans, all my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. Oh, yes, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Yes, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, yeah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. And I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. Yes, you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Who you are. That is 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 who you are. Yeah. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. 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 That is That is who you are. That is who you are. That is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are the way maker. You're the miracle worker. You are the promise keeper. You're the light in the darkness. That's who you are. And we thank you, Lord God, that that's what you are to us. Thank you, Master, for making a way. When it seems like there's no way, you always find another way to make a way. You always make a way for us. Even when it seems like there's not a way, you make a way. You're so precious to us. You are very precious to us, Lord. You're precious to us, Lord God. And I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you are to us, for who you are to us, for what you represent to us, everything that you represent for us. And you really are such a blessing to us. That's why we love you. And thank you, Lord, that you never stop moving on our behalf. You haven't before and you never will. And I just thank you for everything you're doing in us. Thank you that you're using this show. Thank you, Lord God, for all these listeners that are tuned into the show tonight to hear of your holy word tonight. And I just thank you, Lord God, that as we study your word, things will be made known to these listeners. I thank you, Lord God, tonight that every need represented on this program, whatever it is, that you meet these needs that are represented tonight. Through all these listeners, that you meet the needs of every listener that is tuned in. Whatever that need is, thank you that you meet that need. And I thank you for this time in the Word tonight that we have. And that as we study your Word, things are revealed to us. Yes. So, just thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. Oh, yes. And now I'll make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership come into this program. Most important of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Lord, as a result of this radio program in your matchless name, Jesus. Amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. Amen. Matthew 14. I'm going to begin reading in verse 15. This is the parable of the great banquet. When one of these at the table with him heard this, by the way, if you haven't found it, catch up. When one of those who were dining at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet, and he invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' Oh, but they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field. I need to go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleyways of the city and bring in the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Sir, the servant said, it is all, we have already done this. We have already done this. We already brought them all in here, and yet there is room. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and make them come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those men who were invited will taste my supper, will taste of my banquet. Well, read this parable. The one of the lost sheep. Verse 1, chapter 15. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep, loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls all the neighbors together and says, rejoice, I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in that same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So let's talk about the banquet and those excuses. What's your excuse serving God the way God said? What's your excuse for not praying and reading your Bible? What's your excuse for only going to church like once every month or less instead of, you know, depending on how often your church meets, going whenever the doors are open, going to service? What's your excuse that's keeping you from being hot for God? What's your excuse? Is it a boss? Let me rephrase, is it your job? Is it your children? Is it something with somebody in the church? Is it other things are just more important to you than God? If something's more important to you than God, that's a serious problem. And that means you got some idolatry going on. And listeners, idolatry is very dangerous. You do not want to go down that path. Anything you put ahead of God is an idol. Folks, this isn't a day where you can teeter-totter, be in the glory cloud for a while, then be out for a while, then in for a while, you know, come to church, say amen, smile and grin, be right with God, pay your tithes and offerings, and then get out there and not come to church quite as much, or maybe still come some. But, you know, This is not a time to teeter-totter. You got to be in or out. So, what's your excuse? Why aren't you doing for God the things that you're supposed to? Why aren't you serving God the way you're supposed to? Why aren't you in your ministry for God the way He wants you to be? Some of you are doing great. Keep it up. What about those of you who aren't? What's your excuse? It's like the kid who skipped school. We'll just say this kid, we'll just say Johnny is a well-known school skipper in his town. We'll just say that Johnny goes to high school in a small town in the country. And we'll say that he knows how. We'll say that when he skips, he got so good at being like his mom's, being like at his signature being just like his mother's. Well, at least he thought. And when he would come into school, he'd give the little paper that would say why he was absent. He'd have to give the reason. And obviously he might have come up with different, you know, doctor, sickness, you know, different things for why he went in school. So we'll say many times that secretary just reads out some. Okay, you can go to class. But then one time we'll say his mom signs the signature. And the signature turns out to be different from what they were used to. So they see it, and the secretary gets the principal or the AP. Between the two of them, they say, Johnny, you are not excused. Your excuse is not good enough. Rachel, have you heard of that kind of thing happening before?
Yeah, once or twice.
And the kid's signature looked like their mom. Actual signature looked like their mom's, didn't it? The time they actually got caught, was it when their mom gave the real reason? Was it when their mom gave an actual reason, like a doctor's appointment or whatever?
Yeah.
And that's when they got caught. And the times when they skipped, that were not the right reasons, they would just rub it off. that's literally how it worked.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's kind of funny. But I kind of changed it a bit because, you know, my Dr. Barclay listeners, Dr. Barclay, you know, sometimes he's told that story before, you know, about how he used to be. He used to tease and say, I was the number one school skipper in Harrison. And, you know, he'd turn in that paper and that. But I kind of changed it to be like, we'll just say there's this kid, you know, in a small town, you know, and he could have came up with reasons like, you know, I had the cows, the camels, you know. Obviously, in the big city, that's harder. But So what's your excuse for not being in the house of God? It was raining and you didn't want to get your little toes wet? It was 5 below 0 and you didn't want your shoes to freeze off your feet? Huh? Oh, really? It's been cold before and it's been rainy before. This is Michigan. Obviously, some of you live in other states, but what's your excuse? What's the excuse that you're making? And that guy that said, I got married, so I can't come. Oh, really? You got married, so you can't bring your husband or wife with you? Really? Really? Oh, I have 3 kids, so I can't bring them with me. Really? Oh, you can't bring them to church? Come on. Sometimes you have to, you can't just tell people about Jesus. You have to compel them to come to church. Sometimes you should bring them. You have to bring them. It's time for us to look at our lives and ask ourselves, what kind of excuses are we making for being lazy in the eyes of God? What's our excuses for not being where we're supposed to be with God? What are our excuses? What's our excuses for not winning the souls that we're supposed to be winning for Jesus? What's the excuse? For many people, and the truth is, there isn't one. There's not an excuse good enough. Because all those people thought their excuse was good enough. I got that field. I got those oxen. I got these horses. I got married. You know, even some of the other people, you know, they had different excuses. Well, I... you know, and it's funny the excuses people will come up with. Different things. Well, the traffic. Well, if you live in L.A., there's always traffic. Always. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we will use this message to truly look at ourselves and stop making our excuses. Stop making these little excuses for why we're not right with you the way we should be, for those of us who aren't right. For those of us who aren't doing specifically what you called us to be, for those of us whose church attendance isn't good, for those of us who aren't reading our Bible the way we should, that we would stop making excuses. Because there's not excuses good enough. And that we would look at it and that we would change. For you, and thank you that you will help us with that. You'll help us to stop making all those excuses. And I give you thanks and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, folks, hello. I want to welcome you to another edition of Miracle Man, of Football Central here on the Miracle Man Show. here on Wednesday, September the 22nd. And I'm your host here, the Miracle Man. And we got a full slate of games to talk about here tonight. But first, I have a certain topic regarding MHSAA football tournaments that I just ran upon this tonight, a little while before the show on MLive. The MHSAA is looking at the possibility of making the tournament, the football tournament, playoffs, making it so that everybody qualifies, so that it could be like last year, where everybody would qualify. Last year, everybody qualified, you may remember, because there were only six regular season games. If this was adopted, the regular season would drop to 8 games. Now, in a way, this could be, I could see where it could be good, because it would mean that everyone makes the tournament. At the same time, today we live in a society where too often they try to make it so that, like, everybody gets a trophy. Everyone gets the prize. Last I knew, you had to earn it. Which in the playoffs, in a sense, you still do. But at the same time, in my mind, you should have to earn the right to be in the playoffs in the first place. You should have to earn the right to be in the playoffs in the first place. Which is why I feel like if you go 0-8, that doesn't necessarily mean you should be in the playoffs. You say, why did I say 0-8 instead of the usual 0-9? Because that's assuming that rule was in place. Just an assumption. So that's just one of the minuses. So, in all honesty, I'd rather keep it the way it is. 5-game playoff format. With the playoff point system that they are starting this year. Let's get to some games. First the high school and the college, then a couple pros. Midland High, Friday night, is hosting Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant is ranked number one in Division III based on playoff points. And I believe the AP, Associated Press. The Chemics of Midland are 2-2. And they are continuing to get better every week. Coach Eric Metner said in the Daily News before that the goal he sets for his players is to get better every week. Every week you get better. Every week you get better. Every week you get better. Play better, smarter, faster. So, Chemics versus Mount Pleasant. What do I think? For Midland, it's going to be an uphill battle. And Mount Pleasant seems loaded right now on all sides of the ball. Midland has an experience to deal with. They're still working at getting better, but my honest prediction this week, well-oiled machine, 37, comic books, 25. Mount Pleasant, in my mind, they will beat Midland 37-25. Just my honest prediction. Dow, 2-2. Going to Bay City Western, 4-0. The last 2 weeks, Dow has had to play two undefeated teams. Grand Blanc, ranked number 4 in Division I. And then Mount Pleasant, who was ranked number 1 in Division III. Dow played Grand Blanc tough, but Dow struggled against Mount Pleasant. For Bay City Western, my honest prediction when I look at this game is I think Dow could fall to the Warriors, just like they fell the last two games, but I think this will be a close battle. My prediction, Bay City's best, 26, Dow Jones Industrial Average, 22. So in other words, Bay City Western will beat Dow. Mount Pleasant will beat Midland. I know I picked against both Midland and Dow, but when both schools are playing against undefeated teams, both teams have some inexperience. It's just me being honest. So after you. College. Michigan playing Rutgers at the Big House. Michigan just humiliated Northern Illinois. Now, Rutgers isn't great, but of course, they're in the Big Ten, though. When I look at this Michigan game, I do think they will win very handily against Rutgers. They're doing a great job at running and passing the ball. And there are now college football folks in from ESPN thinking that Michigan really could run the table and make it to the college football playoff. There's a chance. And Wisconsin is 1-2. Wisconsin is 1-2. I know. I can't believe it, but it's true. And Michigan State's 3-0? Yeah. Really. But my honest prediction, wishing again, 41, Rutgers 10. Go to Michigan State. Michigan State, who is now ranked number 25, according to the AP, taking on Nebraska on Saturday, 7 p.m. Nebraska is not the Nebraska that they used to be back many years ago. There's been times when they've been good, but there's been times when they've struggled. When I look at this game, I see a Michigan State team who is showing some good promise. I like what I'm seeing from the Spartans. I really like what I'm seeing from the Spartans. I do. With that in mind, give me Izzo State, 29. Huskin Corn, 17. NFL. Well, you got the Ravens who just upset the Chiefs in Baltimore on Monday night. Sunday night, I mean. They are playing the Lions on Sunday at Ford Field at 1 o'clock. Green Bay fell, Detroit fell to Green Bay, 35-17. And I don't see them winning this game either, to be honest with you. So to be honest with you, for my prediction, Ravens, 37, lying down, 24. Detroit will lose 37-24. And then for Thursday night, for the other NFL game of the week, I've decided to go South, an NFC South versus AFC South matchup. So you could kind of call it a South crossover. Panthers taking on the Texans. Two teams that I wouldn't quite say are the greatest. But I looked at it and I thought, hey, why not? So my honest prediction is Black Panther, 32. Houston, we have a problem, 26. That's a good one, isn't it? Houston, we have a problem? That's a funny one, isn't it? Yeah, it is, because I picked them to lose. All right. So, again, my picks are for high school, Western to beat Dow, Mount Pleasant to beat Midland. For college, I have Michigan to beat Rutgers, Michigan's MSU to beat Nebraska, and for the pros, I have the Lions to fall to the Ravens and the Panthers to beat the Texans. All right. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I pray that no plague shall come near us or our dwelling. You have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Amen. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.